Brett Chappell Show, Pisgah Sports Talk with Voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, and Pisgah Head Coach Brett Chappell, live from Jukebox Junction on Highway 276 at the Red Light. Brought to you this morning by Hometown Hardware, Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law, Southeastern Sports Medicine, Pitts Accounting Services, and Haywood Regional Medical Center. Join us every Saturday, all season long.
Live from the Jukebox Junction Cafe here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head football coach at Pisgah, Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. Last night, Black Bears ending a three-game losing streak as they take on Brevard and played really well, I think, from start to finish. A lot to consider, you know, going into the morning here, and obviously what might be to come as we start thinking about playoff brackets and how they're going to play out there. But you know, Coach, you got to feel pretty good about where your football team is after last night. Did a lot of things well, and you know, you finished up the season, certainly, I'm sure, the way that you want to. And now we'll see how things shake out, and we'll start the second season next week.
You know, it's been a long 4 weeks. Excited for our team to get the win last night. You know, we talked to the kids after the game was over with, and, you know, it was nice to get that feeling back. I thought the kids did play well. You know, from the start, you know, we got a little bit, started making some substitutions and things like that late in the fourth quarter, and, you know, had them come back and have a couple scores and, of course, attempt some onside kicks. But I thought our kids, you know, handled that situation pretty well. We had to put some starters back in just to make sure we didn't let something happen and let those guys come back. But, you know, overall, especially from the beginning, I thought our kids, you know, played really well, came out of the second half really good. You know, once we got it, came out, got the ball, went right back down the field and scored. And it was, like I said, it was really good to see our kids play at that level. Senior night, last night in the stadium, you know, down there for those guys. And, you know, I thought we put a good product on the field.
You went and started. The first thing that I can think of the first quarter was how solidly I thought Rome Henson was running the football. You know, one particular play in that I remember on our sideline that put his head down, lowered his shoulder, and picked up a number of yards after first contact right there. I think he really got things going for us across the board offensively last night, and that was able to continue on into the second half.
Well, he ran the ball with authority, and, you know, our team feeds off of big plays, and certainly Rome was able to help us out with that. I thought Tanner threw the ball pretty well last night. You know, had some long catches in there, good runs. The line, you know, did a pretty good job picking up stunts and those things, you know, on the offensive side. And then, you know, after they got their first score defensively, I thought our defense settled back in. And I thought we had a good game plan on both sides. You know, we'd really scouted these guys hard and, you know, put a good game plan together and did the same thing for the JVs on Thursday night. I thought they went into it with a good game plan as well. And, you know, we were able to come out with a win both nights.
You talk about the things that you do well. You know, the other thing that occurred to me really throughout the night was how well the secondary played. I mean, a lot of deep balls, particularly on the outer thirds on both sidelines. And I thought that some of the plays that Zeke made last night were just outstanding. I thought Justin played good coverage, Chase. You know, on the back end in the secondary, saw a lot of good things, particularly out on those two outer thirds last night, defending them and taking a part of their game away that, you know, really made it difficult, I think, for them to get back into the football game there late.
It did. You know, Hunter Davis was the other corner that played well also. And, you know, we were really stressed that all week. Obviously, I was running scout team quarterback and all that stuff, so I had a sore arm by the end of the week.
Sure.
We threw quite a bit at those guys all week long. You know, and if you're sitting there in the stands and you're looking at the matchups, man, we gave up a lot of height. And we don't have short kids by no means, but they were so long, good tall receivers. Quarterback was big. I know they graduated, you know, Ellenberger off of last year's team. It was so good, but they got another 6'1", 6'2", quarterback sitting back here, and you know, had some good targets. Obviously, Ellenberger's little brother was playing 13, number two, which was a really tough matchup, and I thought Justin matched up with him really well. And that's the thing. You know, we're having to get matched up our best on their best, and, you know, sitting back, and I thought we got some pressure on him last night. I thought Coach Rogers, you know, was able to get some pressure on him, sending more of the day he could block. And again, it was one of those ball games. It came down to a couple of plays and momentum. And, you know, once we got that momentum, I thought our kids did a good job of keeping it.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Haywood Regional Medical Center is committed to providing the highest quality care possible. Along with the expertise and leading-edge technology you expect at larger hospitals, all conveniently close to home. As part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospital. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
You know, Coach, you talk, you go back and you look at your stat sheet and some of the things that you see right there. Again, you ended up with, you know, somewhere around 350, 360 in terms of total yards and limiting what they did Brevard-wise. I'm sorry, I think it was more like
405,
yeah, in total yards, limiting Brevard to 360. You know, you guys, 18 first downs, I think is what I had, but the number that stood out to me is we were not penalized at all in the first half. Had a few penalties there in the second half. I thought penalties hurt Brevard last night and took away some of the things that they, you know, certainly would have liked to have done. Took away a couple of big plays for them, put them in a lot of second and third and longs and those kinds of situations. But again, you know, from the perspective of the discipline factor and what you've got to do to be successful, we really cut down on those kinds of mistakes, I think, that you really can't afford to make this time of year. So, you know, again, I know that there's a couple of turnovers there late and you know, some different circumstances around those. But, again, in terms of, you know, your kids playing disciplined football last night, that's another thing that we saw.
I thought we cleaned up a lot of stuff. You know, we finally got the ball to bounce our way. It was a couple of long balls that they threw that, you know, we were able to get a hand on, you know, late or you know, they overshot just a little bit. And, again, we just didn't seem like we were getting any of those breaks the last couple of games, and it was nice to see that last night. Obviously, I thought our kids, you know, were much more focused and dialed in than they have been. You know, had a really good week of practice, a hard week of practice. We were very physical in practice all week, and generally this late in the season, you're not. You know, you're starting to shorten practice a little bit and back down, but we were just the opposite, and I thought it certainly helped us last night in our preparation all week. I think it paid dividends last night for us.
You talk about going into the week and the things that you wanted to look at. You know, at the back end of the season, you know, things, I'm sure you treat things in terms of, you know, the way you practice, maybe the way you look at film, a little bit differently perhaps than you would at the beginning of the season. Is that the case? Is that what we're doing right now? And just trying to work on the specific things, knowing that, you know, you want to keep your kids as fresh as possible?
Generally so. This season's been a little bit different for us. You know, every group, you know, has its own personality, and certainly this one does as well. And you know, it's been one of those things where it's had to be a steady grind with these guys. You know, and it is what it is. I thought our coaches did a good job in practice this week, but I thought our kids did too. I think they understood, you know, what we were looking for, the things that we needed to do to be successful. A lot riding on this game. I know that when you look at the overall records of both teams, you know, as an average fan, you probably wouldn't say, well, this is going to be, you know, that big of a ball game, but there was so much on the line, you know, places in the conference, total finishes at the end, obviously senior night for us, last time we're going to be in the stadium. So it was a big game, and I thought our kids understood that from start to finish. Saw a lot of emotions last night out of our kids, those seniors walking into that halftime room right there in pregame, you know, coming off the field from being with their parents. And, you know, it was an emotional time for them. I think reality, you know, had finally set in, that that was the last time they were going to come through that tunnel. And, you know, it was good to be able to send them out with a win last night.
What was the mood of the team after last night? And do you feel like that's what you would want it to be going into the playoff season?
I think so. The mood was actually really good. Obviously, the game got a little bit close right there at the end, and, you know, it became a little frustrating for me and some of the coaches, just trying to make sure we got the win secured. But,
right.
You know, at the end of the night, it was nice to be able to get in there and to celebrate with those guys and enjoy a win with them. And, you know, obviously, we'll see where the bracket falls today and see where we're going to travel to next week.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chapel Show on WPTL.
In challenging tax times, you should have the best qualified tax advisor you can find. Talk to Lewis Pitts, an enrolled agent, the highest credential the IRS awards. Enrolled agents have unlimited practice rights. They are unrestricted as to which taxpayers they can represent, what types of tax matters they can handle, and which IRS offices they can represent clients before. Lewis Pitts Tax and Accounting Services, I-40 Exit 33 on Newfound Road, 648-1625.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to pardeehospital.org.
Back this morning with the Brad Chapel Show again. Pisgah finishing out the season with a big win over a rival team. And again, before we come back to the game last night, it is time to start thinking about the football brackets and where things will shake out in terms of what the state wants to do. One of the things I think around that is that we kind of got away from, it seems to me, I wasn't certainly part of those conversations, but it seems to me we kind of got away from what we did last year as far as having the brackets subdivided into, you know, a Western Division and a Midwestern Division, for example, and matching those two, or pairing out those two sets when you're going in. So that's a little bit of a change this year, and just leave everybody, you know, from that 1 to 1 through 16 on both sides. One of the things I think is interesting about it too right now is that it seems like the upper division and the very lower division, because there may not be enough teams to field 16 teams in each of those brackets, that, you know, in the 1A and the 4AA, for example, you're going to have some teams perhaps that are going to end up in a bye situation. So I'm sure they started in the middle as far as the numbers of schools or the school sizes that they were, and worked out to both ends from there, and there's some uneven numbers. So, again, you know, we continue to sort of tweak on this and try to figure out what's best. The old ideas around the pod system kind of seem like to me that they've gone away, and those considerations for perhaps first round and second round opponents are a little bit different than they used to be. And it's, to me, again, right now, sort of more traditional. Do you have any insights on anything new coming out of that, or what to perhaps expect as we go through the day?
You know, the biggest thing that is happening right now, they're putting a lot of emphasis on your Max Preps ratings. Max Preps is a big sponsor for the North Carolina High School Athletic Association. And every week, Max Preps ranks teams based off of strength of schedule, wins, losses, you know, all of those things. So you're going to see some teams in the playoffs and in the brackets. You may see a 8 seed with a worst record, you know, maybe a 6-5 record or 6-4 record, and you may have a seed that's higher, or maybe I should say lower, you know, that would be up around a 12 seed. It may have a better record overall, but their strength of schedule is not as tough. You know, for instance, us, we've got something that's been good. If you look back on our schedule, we've got a really strong schedule.
Right.
And even though, you know, we had hadn't played Brevard last night, Brevard's overall record was better coming into it, but we were ranked quite a bit higher than those guys because of the strength of schedule. So that's going to play into the playoffs today, which is the first time we've really had a chance to take a look at that part of it. And again, they're trying to reward teams for playing a tougher schedule, not so much playing a weaker schedule and higher scores. So we're going to see some of that today. You know, you mentioned some byes. Obviously, in the 1A divisions, almost every one of the one seeds, two seeds, three seeds, and possibly even four seeds are getting byes in the first round to be able to fill the brackets. So those guys are essentially going to get an open week to regroup and heal a little bit going into the second round of the playoffs. And it's how it's been divided this year. Obviously, the biggest thing for us is seeing who is going to be in the bigger 2A and the smaller 2A. You know, you got some teams that are on the borderline of where they're going to fall. We got to wait to see who's eligible and all of those things. But looks like the possibility of our region, there's out of the 16 teams in our region, looks like we may have six conference champions in it, which is a really big number. But again, it just depends on where those numbers fall on those ADMs that came out earlier this week. And, you know, certainly we'll find something out later on this evening.
Did you know prior to the season that the strength of schedule perhaps would be such a heavy emphasis?
You know, we started seeing a little bit of it last year and really didn't get a whole lot of explanation from the state on actually how it was doing. And, you know, just being around the coaches and kind of word of mouth, we started looking at it and, you know, didn't intentionally, make a stronger schedule based off of that. Probably more than anything, it was out of necessity. That we had to just pick up games, and it just happened to fall that way. But, you know, as you look back on it now, other than your overall record, the strength of schedule possibly will help us with our seedings this evening.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. What I was suggesting perhaps is that, you know, knowing that ahead of time, you know, it gives you even more confidence to schedule a kind of schedule that we had and takes into account all the things that we do. Does it take – I'm just asking because I don't know – does it take into account, do you think, playing someone that's from out of state the same way that it would be otherwise? Does the Max Preps piece do that?
It does. Yeah. So the Greenville game was a big piece for us. You know, the only other thing you're still going to have some teams that are going to schedule a little bit weaker schedule, and what they're trying to do is trying to secure a home field advantage. I'll give you a great example. You're looking at Mountain Heritage and Mitchell. Two teams out of the Western Highlands, and you know, had good schedules, but we never could get matched up with them on some games. And in both conversations, they wanted to be at home for the playoffs. If they could make those teams from down east travel to Burnsville or travel, you know, up to Mitchell, they felt like that was a really big advantage for them. And so they were more concerned with home field advantage, you know, has been the emphasis for those guys. And, you know, it looks like that possibly both of those guys are going to be high seeds. So hopefully that'll, you know, work out for them in their favor. And again, hopefully our strength of schedule will help us this evening as well.
Hindsight's 20/20, obviously. And in terms of building your schedule, it's certainly not about just what we want to do. It's about, you know, having to find the matchups and so forth, but that are willing to have those games against us. But, you know, looking back at it now after the regular season's complete, what are your thoughts still the same in terms of, you know, what you believe the schedule to be for us? And, you know, was it what we had hoped it would be? And I'm talking about, you know, things like the gate and receipts and you know, building your team up to the highest level that you can get them when you enter the playoffs. Certainly playing Greenville is not going to hurt us when we get into starting next week. But, you know, your thoughts, I guess, at the end of the season based on this new schedule that we had this year and the challenges around it.
I think our community and our fan base need to understand how important they are. So when we're pitching a schedule to try to pick up a team, you know, the sale for us is not only a good ball game, but the sale for us is also that, you know, we're going to bring you money. You know, we're going to bring a good crowd. And that's an important sale, especially in the way that the financial things are now. Yeah. in today's world at high schools. So that's big. You know, I heard over and over from the principal at Greenville how surprised he was at the number of people that we brought to that game. And that's a big factor, mm-hmm. You know, when you're trying to pick up games, especially if you're playing some new teams you've never played before, to be able to say, listen, we're going to bring a good crowd. you're going to make some good money with us coming there. And so our fan base plays a big role in scheduling, at least for me. And I know Coach Preston was the same way in trying to sell, you know, there's more to just playing Pisgah than just the team that's going to go on the field. There's a lot of benefits in there. And so it's important for us to travel well. And certainly, you know, we did earlier in the season. Yeah. Obviously, as the season went along and we had a few more losses, we ended up losing a little bit of our fan base. But, I hope they understand how important they are to us as well.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
As part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Heyward Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospitals. Heyward Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, general, interventional cardiology, women's care, sleep lab, imaging, pediatrics, and GI center. For more information, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myheywoodregional.com.
Hometown Hardware has all-out fall savings. Extra large camo relaxer chair, $69.99. Infrared heaters, $129.99. Hometown Hardware now carries WeatherTech and Southern Grind case knives. 10 free bags of ice with the purchase of any Orca cooler for those cold nights ahead. Duraflame 3-pound fire logs, $11.99. And all Lodge products are 10% off. Hometown Hardware, 3 locations, 1 near you. Your big box alternative.
Real quickly, I want to go through those scores from last night that we had. South Point over Shelby, 35-15. Newton Conover over East Lincoln, 39-21. High Brighton, 35-0 over Patton. Maiden, 28-21 over Lincolnton. Wilkes Central, 37-13 over East Wilkes. Ford, 42-20 over West Iredale. And then Bandy's was also a winner, I believe, North Lincoln. Again, those are all teams that, you know, certainly could see in the brackets. And I may mention last night that we wanted to have an opportunity to catch up on that as we went through. Again, you know, Jay finished up well, Coach, and I know that you're certainly very proud of them. Conference championship, they played very well, I understand, on Thursday night. So things looking up for that group as well. And again, you know, going back to last night, you know, what you did in terms of your kicking teams and making sure that you're presenting as long a field as you can to the opposition, as well as giving your kids a chance to operate on short fields, as well as the place kicking, was another big element in the win we had last night too.
You know, I think so. I think our guys did a really good job on special teams. Angel was 3 of 3 for his PATs. We tried two different times for 2-point conversions. You know, obviously didn't get either one of them in, but we were trying to get it to a two possession score there when we tried the first one, and obviously didn't get it. You know, we're a 39-yard average on the punt. I thought Cam did a good job punting last night. Yeah. I thought our gunners out wide did a good job getting down the field and getting that taken care of. Our kickoff team, I think Brevard's average starting point off kickoffs was about the 25-yard line, 26, something like that. So thought they did a good job as well. Got one inside the 20, which is a goal of ours. Hunter Smith had a really good tackle last night on the special teams on that kickoff. And then kickoff return, I thought Eden Ferguson did a really good job on his return last night. Got it back up in there and made a few people miss. You know, Zeke's back deep for us now on the punt return team. And, you know, field position's huge. And to be able to put a set of hands back there that can fair catch it and make sure it's not bouncing around and getting extra yardage, that's big for us as well. Thursday night, I thought their special teams were solid too. Devin Dodgen returned 2 punts for a touchdown on Thursday night. I had one of them call back for a holding, but thought those guys, you know, did a really good job as well. Place kicker on it, Moody, did a really good job with his PATs. He's really come a long ways from the first part of the season, and you know, got some good things that are happening for us, you know, on those special teams, and kids playing really well.
I thought Colton did a good job of getting balls off the turf on the snaps to get those extra, to get those holes down 2 or 3 times.
We did. You know, Colton did a really good job. Had a couple of snaps that were low. You know, Harley, as he was coming off, you know, was saying the hands were a little bit slick, you know, from sweat and stuff like that, and had a little bit of low ball, and but Colton did a good job getting it up. And one thing about old Angel, he won't wait on it.
Yeah.
He's coming. You
yeah.
better get it there.
Yeah.
You're going to get kicked in the hand.
Yeah.
And, Colton did a good job getting those down for us.
You got a couple other things that you wanted to mention, too. this morning?
Yeah, got a couple of things I wanted to mention. Obviously, we want to thank all of the churches and the parents and the community for all of the things that they have done for us this season with, you know, feeding our kids and taking care of our kids. Got a chance to eat yesterday at West Canton Baptist Church and really enjoyed that time and fellowship with them. And, you know, it's just we're certainly blessed. Sometimes I don't think our kids realize, you know, how good that they have it here with the people that want to be involved with taking care of them. And, you know, and that's a big thing here. And it's something certainly to be proud of. But, again, just wanted to thank those people. Had some senior moms come in yesterday as well and dress up a locker room a little bit for those seniors. And the cheerleaders came in as well and got some stuff ready for those kids in the locker room. So, you know, it was really good to see, you know, everybody involved with that yesterday. And, you know, the boys played well. You know, it's always good to be able to play well after you see a lot of people putting time into it, you know, even beyond us. But, again, excited for the opportunity to go on in the playoffs. Certainly we'll wait till this afternoon and see where those brackets come out and see where we fall.
Back with more in a moment. It's Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Smathers and Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud to sponsor the Brett Chappell Show. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers and Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to pardeehospital.org.
Coach, we're just talking at the break here. It seems kind of late. You know, I said this last night. I usually when I go to work in the mornings, you know, there's usually at least a little bit of daylight. I noticed this week there was none, and it's still dark when we get into school right now. We'll see the time change this week. You guys will, you know, be practicing some under the lights, I'm sure, as much as anything else because of the time change. Of course, you want to be able to do that too, obviously, because that's where you play. But time change this week, so that's coming up, and that'll sort of affect things, I'm sure. And you've got Veterans Day coming up on Friday, so not only will we've got the game to prepare for, but the kids will not be in school on Friday, so you have to think about things a little bit differently there, too.
Yeah, we do. You know, and certainly we did not do a really good job the last time that we were out of school on a Friday. You go back to the East Henderson game a few weeks ago. You know, we had some kids that decided that they were going to stay out a little bit later than they needed to on the Thursday night because they didn't have school the next day, and really hurt our performance against East Henderson the next night. And certainly I hope we've learned from our mistake. I know you always hear this old saying, it takes a village to raise a child, and that is certainly so true in today's society. But when you have a couple of people in your village that are not, you know, being good mentors for our young kids, it's a struggle. And unfortunately, we've got some adults that are not leading our kids in the right direction. And I'm certainly disappointed in seeing some of that this season. You know, and I go back to that East Henderson game as well. You know, these kids are 15, 16, 17 years old. And, you know, they're still struggling in life and making the right decisions. And we've got to be able to point them in the right direction. And we need a little bit more leadership, a little bit more things that's going to help push our kids in the right direction and quit worrying about being, you know, the cool place or you know, all of these things. And I'm a little bit frustrated with that. You know, we preach to our kids, you know, to make sure they take care of themselves and to do the right things. And, you know, then when they're going out sometimes in the community and, you know, that's not being reciprocated out there, that's a struggle. And as a young kid, you're going to find these places that have those beliefs that's going to make it a little bit easier on you so you can have a good time and those things. And again, and I know you're going to hear me say it continually, I'm disappointed in some things that have taken place this year because of that. I think we've got to be stronger leaders out there, and I think our whole village has got to be on the same page. And that's beyond just the football team. You know, that's in school in general. You know, these are times nowadays where kids can get into a lot more things, and we're going to have to have a stronger backbone when it comes to these things. And again, you know, I thought it and feel like that it's something that we needed to address, probably something that maybe I should have addressed harder before we had those opportunities with that open date against East Henderson or things going on the weekends. And it's not just here. You know, it's in, sure, it's everywhere. But we need to rally a little bit. I know as a parent of two kids, I can assure you on my end, I'm not going to be able to keep up with my kids, you know, every waking, sure, moment. But in the same breath, I want to know who they're hanging out with or where they're going. And, again, it's just going to be something that we've got to do a better job of, whether it's with our churches or whatever it may be, to make sure that we've got the best village that we can have in raising these kids. And it's certainly going to be a point of emphasis for me as we move forward. I think we have to go no further back than that East Henderson game and see what it cost us because we didn't have that. And I know you can hear that frustration in my voice, and I am. I am very frustrated and very aggravated about that. But it's certainly things that we can work on and get better at, you know, with the partnerships with not only our schools and community and law enforcement, but, you know, things that it's just got to be a point of emphasis for us as a community.
Absolutely, and that's very well said, and it does make a lot of difference because, Coach, it's not just about right now. It's not just about football season. We're talking about decisions that can always impact a young man or a young lady for the rest of their life.
You can see that. I mean, it's going to take one bad mistake with – you know, a kid getting out on the road and, yeah, being under the influence of something and having an accident and, yeah, getting hurt and, you know, all of those things. And it's very worrisome, you know. And again, I felt like it's something that's probably needed to be addressed for a while. But I think the right opportunity has been this morning. And it's something that, especially coming up with, you know, that open date on Friday with not being in school, something certainly we'll stress again on Thursday night. But I'm telling you, we've got to be able to have help. You know, it can't be me chasing them around or our coaches chasing them around all weekend long. You know, we've got to have people in the community helping them make the right decisions.
Again, certainly something important as we go into the playoffs and this open date that we've got on Friday. Again, Coach, that's very, very well said. I certainly think that that's very well appreciated through the community in general. Again, we're running just a little bit behind, but 6:30 will be our airtime next week. 7 o'clock game call. We'll be right back here next Friday or Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.